This podcast is very not safe for work. This episode of Friday Night Fan Fiction was originally published on the Nerdy Show Network.
He whispers quickly, I won't have my hole played with. God, better stop or I'm going to beg for you to finger me.
What are you kids doing upstairs?
Booger! Don't worry about it, Dad. Just two grown men having a good old time.
We're just wrestling.
Just wrestling. We're going for the tag team championships.
But we have your clothes down here. You left them in the hallway.
That's okay. We don't need them. This is a new kind of wrestling. Nude.
The year is 2015. The world is once again engulfed in darkness. It has been 100 years since the last appearance of the Castle of Fanfiction, and as the full moon rises over this accursed land, a vast silhouette of towers and spires materializes, its form spreading to the far horizon. Every harbinger of good begins to feel empty inside, while the forces of evil grow ever more in strength. The Castle of Fanfiction, a sprawling mass of stone housing the worst horrors mankind can imagine and beyond. For every time the castle has appeared, the Nighthorse clan has also come forward to send it back to the void. Within these walls, the powers of the light will challenge Hell's greatest creations. Will our brave warriors, Valerie, Logan, David, and Steve-O, hold the candle of humanity aloft after the battle? Or will the flame be snuffed out by the terrors within? The only sure thing about this encounter is that it is a Friday. Friday Night Fan Fiction.
Yeah, like the online 14. Are those people that are just available, or
that are currently logged into the?
Those are the people that are currently fishing every single part of your life. They're grabbing every bit of information they can and are going to ship it to third world countries in order to exploit that, get all the benefits that Social Security, you know, socialized healthcare, guns.
This is exactly what Trump warned us about.
This is Friday Night Fan Fiction. Welcome to the internet, Cap.
Yeah, thanks. I don't hang out here often, so it's nice to, you know, to wander through the digital playground.
It's all good.
And someone's posted a picture of a nude girl in a pile of Doritos.
So the main reason why we switched to Discord is because now we have a persistent chat of people posting these wonderful things. It used to be they would post it during the show and it would get lost whenever people logged out. So now it's there in perpetuity for people to see.
Wow. And it's getting explicit, you guys. There's not but a single crisp hiding certain nether parts and nipplables.
Hey, that is very clearly a triforce of crisps. So
a triforce, is that the episode title already? Triforce of crisps. I like it. Anyways, I have no idea where Logan is, but I guess joining me tonight are myself, David, and Val, and special guest Cap.
Hello.
And, oh, there's the Mountain Dew sandwich picture. Oh, Kalu Kalay. I can't even. We just got started, and I can't even.
It's gonna be a long night.
Things seem to have. I know. I have to fess up. I haven't caught any of the episodes of the long fic finale, but it sounds like things haven't been going too well, and it's already off to a rocky start. So I've got to imagine. All I know is, it's a Cap and Bucky, not me, the other one, slash fic, and there's no sex in it. So
not
that
only
all I need
is there
to know?
No sex, there's no powers. It's an alternate universe, like Dawson's Creek drama situation where Bucky is going to his family's place for a week, and his family always asks him, you know, why don't you have a significant other? And so in order to get them off his back, he asked his, like, really good friend from school, Steve Rogers, to pretend to be his boyfriend. Now, the kicker is that Bucky actually likes Steve. And we've spent,
like, oh my god.
Like,
The last 8 hours have been nothing but fluff, one masturbatory scene, an allusion to the Folgers coffee commercial, which was masterfully done, and...
The incest commercial.
Yes,
is what we're talking
as in
about,
they.
Right?
Yep.
Wow.
The we flipped out when it happened because we thought that it was gonna go in that direction for a little bit. And now we're at the point where Bucky finally admitted out loud to other people that he likes Steve, and he's starting to open up more to Steve because it's been.
I really like Steve. I really, really do.
It's obviously apparent that Steve likes him back, and I think this is the episode where we finally get to the sex.
Oh, thank God, this is the one that I'm on, finally.
Yeah, you got real lucky here, so there is the story. All right, so, Cap, guess what? You get to go first.
Hot damn. All right, here we go. Buck, Steve whispers, squeezing his hand. You don't have to keep going. Yes, I do. Bucky answers, chuckling bitterly again. He squeezes Steve's hand back. I do, I knew... I shouldn't have been drinking, because I knew I had to go get Rebecca, but I just kept doing it. When I picked her up, I was so wrecked that I could barely walk straight back to the car.
By the way, this is really inappropriate because we're listening to Mario Kart music right now. Bucky has just drunkenly been in a car accident that has hurt his sister and Mario Kart. Okay. All right.
Okay.
I let her get into the front seat when she should have been sitting in the back. She was tiny as a kid. In Indiana, they don't recommend you let a kid ride in the front seat until they're 13 years old. She was only 11 at the time, but I let her anyway.
Thrill at the drama discussing state-specific seatbelt laws.
And then dragon penis.
Hooray!
I would that would be a great turn of events here if we could combine those two.
My
ideas.
My sister turned into a dragon penis. Obviously, I'd been hitting the absinthe.
I inserted the whole thing. Let me just tell you, Steve, the consequences were dire.
Bucky puts the beer bottle to the ground. So he can rub his eyes, sighing wetly. He keeps his hands shielded over his forehead, eyes cast down.
The first time I ran her in, I didn't even notice. She didn't either. She had one of those scholastic books that you can order from school. You know, at the book fair, and they got them all laid out on the tables, and there's like, you know, Bunnicula, and there's like... A Goosebumps or Fear Street or some kind of equivalent.
Encyclopedia Brown. Amelia Bedelia.
Oh man, there's so many books. I can't. Steve, I would give you the full picture. I'd tell you which one right now, brother, but I can't remember. I just can't remember right now. But I do remember that she was reading. But then I ran another fucking Dodge Caravan. Comes close to slamming in the side of the car. I don't remember anything after that. The last thing I heard before waking up in the hospital was Rebecca let out this fucking horrible scream.
Justin Bieber!
I didn't even realize my arm was busted up when I came to. But I was out for like 6 hours. So I was sobered up. All I remember happening was opening up my eyes, seeing my dad, and thinking my heart was gonna stop beating. I just shouted, Rebecca! and tried to leap out the bed, but he stopped me. I thought I'd killed her. I thought...
A small sob rips out of him, and he smothers his hands over his face, gritting his teeth harder. As his shoulders begin to bounce, hot tears spill down his cheeks.
The best part of waking up
is remorse in your cup.
Piping hot tears.
So delicious.
Steve shuffles his chair over quickly, so he's close enough to let go of Bucky's hand and wrap that arm around Bucky, pulling him close. For a few minutes,
Bucky lets himself cry, feeling like he's falling apart. And all the guilt and hatred he's been holding on to since that moment hits him as brutally and deservingly as that dodge had.
Shh, shh, shut up, shut the fuck up. He can hear Steve whisper over and over.
Shh, shut the fuck up! Shut up, Bucky, shut up!
Every time I say Dodge Caravan, you flinch. It's really funny, Dodge Caravan.
That's fucking mean, man!
Shh, shh, shh. Dodge Caravan. It's okay. He rubs Bucky's right arm, and sometimes Bucky can feel Steve kissing the side of his head. When he calms down enough to get a grip again, he keeps speaking. She wasn't overly hurt, thank fucking God. Had a concussion and a broken wrist. She was too young to understand why the accident happened, and I think my parents are trying to spare me. And he added guilt by not telling her the truth. Not at first. I wound up feeling so bad a few years ago, I told her the real story. But she didn't even get upset with me. She just hugged me and told me it was okay. But it wasn't okay, Steve. She couldn't have been dead because of me.
So the moral of the story here is, if you secretly like somebody and don't want to admit it, tell them your horrific backstory and, you know, you'll get laid. That's what I'm drawing from this.
Well, that's what happens in most movies and TV
shows.
I
think I read a synopsis of Phantom of the Opera that was similar to that.
I mean, isn't that how it worked out for Anakin and Padme? He's like, I was a slave. It was so hard. Watto diddled me in the desert.
Oh, Anakin, take me now. Take me in the sand.
I'll be your slave. How about that? And wear this cool S&M gear in the second movie.
Your tragedy's so appealing because I'm rich and wealthy and have never experienced anything remotely like this. Anyway.
Indentured servitude is so hot.
Just ask my helpers who look exactly like me. Steve grabs one side of her face in his
time to drink.
Steve grabs one side of his face in a stronger grip than Bucky could have prepared himself for. His own baby blues are wide, looks slightly teary. Shoving his forehead to Bucky's, he shakes his head and seems to struggle to reply. Don't say that. Don't you dare say that, Jesus, Buck! You know how many people's lives you may just be in it. Let me redo that.
You may just be a redneck.
You know how many people's lives you may just be in it. There we go. I'm so sorry you went through that. I know you blame yourself, but Christ, Bucky, don't you fucking ever say that or think that. I couldn't imagine a world without you in it.
I don't know how the hell to follow that up. You didn't know me back then. Bucky argues, but his own eyes are closed now. He's holding onto Steve's wrist and struggling not to break it. No, break down, crying. I can't stand it, Steve! Snap!
I said snap his fucking wrist so fucking hot.
Alright, that was legitimate. Break down, crying again.
Your life wouldn't have changed if you never met me. How can you say that?
Steve tightens his grip on Bucky's face. Oh, this is getting weird. Shakes his head again.
You honestly don't know how important you are to me? You think my life didn't change the second I first saw you? That I haven't been happier just knowing you, little bro?
Homestar, are you talking to the trash again?
Go away, bossy man!
Alright, that was awkward. Bucky opens his mouth to answer, and then abruptly shuts it again, because of course Steve is continuing to tighten his goddamn grip on his fucking face! He's too close to fucking falling right now. Sighing, he pulls back and sniffles, looking off miserably.
Can we go back inside, please?
He asks quietly. Alright, fine. Christian Bale's Batman.
I don't care if we keep talking about it or not. I just want to go in. Bleh.
Steve nods, unwrapping Bucky.
You mean Lozenbark? No, Christian Bale.
Unwrapping Bucky like a fucking Jolly Rancher from his embrace and rising to his feet. Okay, he says, and then follows Bucky inside. Bucky takes a few minutes to slowly gulp down a glass of water, and then have another couple of minutes in the washroom to clean his face and calm himself down. When he looks past his bedroom door, he sees Steve lying on one side of his bed. Bucky lingers in the doorway, and Steve looks to him with a small, sad smile. His head is resting against the headboard, body slightly turned towards the center of the bed, and propped up on his left elbow. Oh, it's Mrs. Robinson, I think you're trying to seduce me. He pats the empty space next to him, and so Bucky shuts his door and goes over, hesitantly lying down. I just imagine he has this ghostly, like, white facial expression right now. He very tentatively shuts the door and nervously lays down like a fucking plank of wood. Oh. Okay. He gets comfortable in the same way Steve is, body slightly turned towards Steve's and using his right elbow to prop himself up while he rests his head back on the headboard. Do you want to talk about something else? Steve asks. Bucky frowns.
Yeah, but I'm not done saying what I need to say yet.
Steve nods. Okay.
I just needed you to know why it is I'm the way I am.
He says quietly.
I closed off after that happened. Just became the way I've always been since you've known me. At first, my mom tried to get me to go to counseling, but I didn't want to talk to anybody about what's happening to me. So I just learned how to lie.
Looking away sadly, Bucky admits,
I used to tell my mom everything.
Can you imagine Batman on the roof talking to the Joker upside down about his fucking mom? Beautiful. There you go. Where was I?
I used to tell my mom everything. That was just the sort of relationship we had. I never kept nothing from her, and suddenly I was keeping everything from her. I knew exactly what to say and how to act so every therapist would turn around and tell her that I was going to be all right. It was just PTSD from the accident. Put him on these meds and he'll be fine. She tried to get me to take them, but I always found ways to avoid it. I told myself that I'd just get better on my own. I just didn't want them all to be worried about me. Then I decided to go to school out of state. And then I picked New York.
Yeah, I was going to say.
I know what I'm doing, Val. I couldn't get out of there fast enough. And I told myself that I picked New York for this reason or that reason or whatever. But I was trying to run away, Steve, like I could start over and forgive myself a little easier that way.
You stopped having relationships because you didn't think you deserved to be loved, Steve says.
God damn, that fucking hurt! Val, it's your turn.
Bucky gives a begrudging nod, unable to bring himself to actually say that. That's why my mom was always asking me about it. Because she knew I was never like that before. It was never actually about me being with someone. I think it was always just her trying to see if I was doing any better. But she didn't know how to ask me anymore, because I'd always lie. I'd still always lie. He looks at Steve, feeling completely exposed and heartbroken at this point. I'm still lying! The whole shebang was a lie!
She bangs! She bangs!
I had forgotten. Thank you for reminding me.
Hey, we're there for that. Steve-o!
No!
Nodding a little to himself. He looks to be deep in thought, weighing everything Bucky's just told him. Glancing down, his right hand reaches forward and closes over Bucky's again. Sorry.
Fucking beautiful! Brilliant writing! Fucking can Palme d'Or worthy!
Alright, where?
That's a drink.
You know I'm here for you, however you need, for as long as you need me, right? He asks. I know, and I mean, I have known. Hello, Laza, Bucky says. The tears have finally subsided, and he feels a strange combination of crestfallen and strangely freed. This time, it's like he lifted the weight off of his shoulder without also feeling shoved to the ground by it at the same time. I just kept telling myself that I could get on by on my own. Damn it. The thing is, you don't have to, Stevo says. I'm gonna bring by the Stevo thing. Sorry.
That's fine, just...
I'm with you to the end of the line, Buck. I have been since the first time I got you to smile for me. I thought you were just making that up, Bucky tries to joke. I wasn't, Steve whispers. His eyes are still downcast, and suddenly, Bucky feels a numb sort of sensation on his left wrist. Following where Steve's eyes are looking, he realizes that he forgot to roll the sleeve of his shirt down from when he was in the washroom. His arm, ugly and broken in a reminder, has been out on display this whole time. Yet this time, as Steve trails his fingers up and down his forearm slowly, Bucky just let him, swallowing hard. I wasn't lying when I said I knew, Steve says. Bucky's pulse is in his ears, eyes glued to Steve's fingers, and body suddenly feeling very hot and...
Duh.
Maybe I shouldn't drink, like, fizzy, sparkling water.
Fizzy lifting drinks. Soon you'll be on the ceiling.
Fizzy drinks while on the show. Maybe it's not a good idea.
Thanks, Wonka.
You're welcome.
That's not Wonka's voice. That's Merlin's voice.
I wasn't lying when I said all those things about you. Steve continues, and I wasn't lying when I kissed you either. Buck, look at me for a second. He's almost terrified too, but he does. Steve's eyes roam all over his face, soft and unassuming and sincere. But his brows are slightly pinched in the center, like he's hurting so much inside for Bucky.
Crawling in my skin!
In my skin!
These wounds, they just won't heal.
He's hurting so much inside for Bucky! When baby blues meet gray, Steve says, thank you for trusting me enough to tell me that. You didn't have to. Yes, I did. Hold on. I'm not done. Damn it, Steve. Why do you have to keep interrupting me?
Hold on a second. Just give me a minute. I'm close. I'm almost there.
Okay. Whatever you feel you need to do, whatever you need to get you back in touch with who you feel you've lost yourself from, what?
Oh, I can't do that. They have a restraining order against me. But dumb.
I'm gonna help you however I can, okay? I never want you to feel you can't come to me. Or your family. You're so loved, Buck. You don't know how loved you are. Now, can I ask you something? Bucky's not even breathing anymore. He's dead!
Bucky, what would you do with $100,000?
He's pretty sure he isn't, at least. All he can manage is enough air to reply, yeah.
Maybe he should put on some air supply?
Yeah, or something like that.
I'm so lost.
Steve's eyes avert downwards. God, his lashes. And then tentatively look back to his. Other than that, Steve looks completely calm. If I promise that I'm not asking just because of everything you just told me, and if I promise that it also has nothing to do with the alcohol, can I kiss you?
Fucking finally!
I had that on stereo once again.
We should get some...
Both from the computer and from downstairs.
We need some marching band music to celebrate.
Oh, I know exactly what to do for that then. 100%. Next up is David. Gotta stop your Mario Kart.
Not playing Mario Kart, Steve. Also, where are we at?
Gotta stop your Sonic Racers.
We are at page 79, Dave.
Is it pretending if I already want you?
He didn't even have the damn story open.
Of course I didn't.
Story?
It's a million pages long. It takes forever for Google Docs to load P71.
79.
Good guess, David.
I was close. Stunned and frozen and burning and needing, and is this real life? Bucky nuts quickly and just barely. Steve-O's hand leaves his arm and takes hold of the side of his face, fingers tangling into Bucky's hair. Oh. He leans in. Bucky wraps his hand around the blonde's wrist again, waits until Steve-O's eyes close in the last second to close his own, and then suddenly their lips touch.
Bucky was so unprepared for this moment that he doesn't know how to handle it. In fact, he is so overwhelmed that only seconds later he starts shaking. Steve's answer is to tighten the grip he has on the side of Bucky's face and kiss him a little harder, though still just as slow. If Bucky did die, he'd want to be on the right. He'd want it to be right now, because he doesn't think there will ever be another moment in his life that will be as perfect as this, as how this feels.
I'm hanging by a moment here with you. It's just 90s music today.
If he just like skips ahead a couple of pages, he's gonna have a really good moment, if you know what I mean.
All right, fine. I'm putting on some sexier music then.
Just put Rainbow Road on. It works two ways. It's got a trumpet and it's rainbow. It's languid at first, innocent, but with intent. They breathe through their noses, and every exhale Steve makes that pushes against Bucky's face, Bucky feels like he's getting high off of it. Yes.
I mean, that halitosis must really be getting to him.
Bucky can't help but moan softly under his breath when Steve starts parting his lips every time he ignites another kiss. So Bucky can part his and Steve-o. Can start gingerly. That was a cumbersome sentence.
You can do it!
So Bucky can part his, and Steve can start gingerly touching his tongue to Bucky's lip bottom. When Bucky finally meets him halfway, Steve is sweet on his taste buds, and Bucky lets go of the blonde's wrist so he can grab the side of his neck and tug him closer. There's a little bit more frantic now.
Suddenly, it's a Chikorita shows up.
It's starting to sink in that Bucky's kissing Steve-O. After all these years, everything Bucky's felt and everything he was so sure Steve could never feel in return, he's in his bed and he's got Steve-O's tongue in his mouth. His fingers. He's here. So just a little. He could probably lie down when he coaxes Steve-O to climb over top of him. He's finally got Steve-O's body on his too. Never realized how touch-starved he'd really been. All this time, his mouth will keep chasing back Steve like he really will die if they stop. He holds him. Wants him.
Needs him. Oh, wait, I was just predicting that. I didn't know it was actually written.
There you go. As close as physically possible. What really throws him off is how Steve's kissing him back with the same desperation. Sort of like he's waited long enough for this too, and he can't control himself. Can't hold back. Same as Bucky can't. Steve-O is a phenomenal kisser. I've had experience, ladies and gentlemen.
Wait, before or after I did?
The comment about Steve seeming to worship the ground Bucky walks on, and that's exactly what he feels like with the way Steve kisses him. It's so intense and intimate, alone, that Bucky's toes are already curling. Steve-O's position between his legs, and Bucky can't help it. Feverishly, he runs his hand up and down Steve's back, rucking up his shirt before slipping them into the waistline of his shorts and boxes, sliding them down to clutch at his best friend's ass. Holy fuck! Bucky's rock hard the moment he touches it. It's firm, but still also soft enough to be nicely squeezed. It makes Steve rock his hips down so their crotches grind together.
I thought you said Steve Brock. I'm like, okay, Pokemon, what the fuck is he doing there?
Steady rocking all night long. They begin to rock. Steady. Teddy till the break of dawn. In parentheses. Parentheses.
Parentheses.
Where were we? Ah, yes. That might be Bucky's favorite part about it so far. His eyebrows furrow in the contact of Steve's own erection shoving against and grinding up the length of his own. Pulls a barely audible gasp from his lungs. His lungs shouldn't be gasping, it should be his vocal cords. Steve just exhales loudly and tilts his head to the other side, still roaring slowly, driving back and...
You okay there, Cap?
That was a sound effect.
More the beating and bruising of their tongues than actual kisses, really.
Somebody better call the police, because that sounds like domestic harassment.
And they begin to call police now, reporting a domestic disturbance.
They flip each other over. And over. And over.
Oh, it's like that one. It's that one scene from Star Wars Holiday Special. Oh, no.
In the small bed, while they continue to make out, sometime,
Steve will slow the kisses down. Open his eyes enough to stare at Bucky from half.
Hooded lids, every time their lips re-meet, Bucky finds that incredibly erotic for some reason. Another thing that was never a big deal for him in the past, but sets off fireworks inside him now, is the way Steve-O runs his fingers. It's a whole thing we're doing. It's a thing. It's been
fine,
done.
Fine. I'm going to stop fighting it now, okay?
Steve-O runs his fingers through Bucky's hair. Another thing that was never a big deal for him in the past, but sets off fireworks inside him now, is the way Steve-O runs his fingers through Bucky's hair. Then, when he grips it, he realizes that he hasn't properly explored his body with another person in a very long time. So this isn't just a learning experience for Steve-O. It's a crash course for Bucky as well. All over again, like a Dodge Caravan. I think that's actually the joke they were making, but that's really inappropriate. There are spots on him that he'd forgotten get his head spinning. Is that right? Did I read that right? There are spots on him that he'd forgotten get. Yeah, I did read. Okay. And he's just as unprepared when Steve-O happens upon them as Steve-O is. Likewise, he lets his hands roam if you want to over every part of Steve-O's body that he can and discovers where Steve-O likes to be touched best.
I'll give you a hint. It's called the butt.
Nice.
What?
He's
in the butt.
He's got Steve-O on his back. Bucky taking over to bear his lips down and undulate himself against Steve-O while they plant and release soft moans into each other's mouths.
Oh, baby. Oh, baby.
Oh, baby.
They have to be as quiet as possible, but it's difficult. When Bucky takes Steve's hands from Bucky's hips in order to pin the blonde's wrists next to either side of his head, Bucky starts kissing along Steve-O's jawline, down his throat, licks along his collarbone, and Steve whimpers.
No, that wasn't Steve-O whimpers. That was Steve-O, isn't it, like desperation?
blue. Steve fucking whimpering. Bucky never knew such a sound existed, and now he could go his whole fucking life being deprived of that sweet fucking beautiful noise. Growling under his breath, Bucky pinches the skin between his teeth. Steve-O grabs onto the back of his hair by the roots and grasps softly, yanking. Oh god, yes. Please, I'm fucking yank harder. I'm
in my pants.
In his pants. Ha-ha!
Release the beast. And making Bucky groan under his breath. Buck! Steve breathes, pulling him back up to crush their mouths together again. Between kisses, he says, tell me when you want us to stop. Don't want to push it too far? Too fast! Too furious! No! I want you.
All six of him.
Seven. It sounds like a goddamn plea. Don't want us to step. Oh, good. Steve says, smiling against Bucky's mouth and exhaling a breathy chuckle. I don't want us to either. You got no clue how long I've wished we'd be doing this, Bucky murmurs, rolling their cocks against each other again. His eyes flutter up as he shudders. Quiet, Mom and Dad are in the next room. I don't want them to hear us fucking. Beneath him, he can feel Steve's body quiver lightly at the friction. I told you I was lying, Buck. I wanted you since the second I saw you. 5 years. 5 fucking years. Bucky moans in his mouth again and kisses him harder. He lets go of Steve's hands to hold either side of his face, while Steve immediately brings his to Bucky's sides. They feel scalding on his skin as they slide beneath his shirt, fingers slotting perfectly every rib as he holds on to him, like he has a hand in making Bucky Barnes perfectly suited for Steve Rogers since the beginning. A time,
a tale as old as time, song as old as rhyme. Bucky and the Steve. Forgetting about the shame he's always felt over his left arm, Bucky straightens up to yank his shirt off. I'm gonna get really close to the microphone. Steve arches his back so they can work him out of his right afterwards. The moment he's freed, Steve surges up and grips onto the back of Bucky's neck while he mouths along the brunette's shoulder, his bicep kissing and licking over scar tissue feverishly. Is that really a turn on? Really?
I guess for some people.
He hates the arm, but he loves Steve. Steve, I'm gonna have to ask you to cut my arm off.
It's the only way I can sew it back together.
Yeah. And though he can barely feel it, he can see it. And the gesture is so much more arousing than Bucky could ever know. All he can do is tip his head back and let his mouth fall open with a sigh. Steve's lips graze from one shoulder to the other, coating his clavicles?
Apparently.
Wow. Props for an SAT word. Cha-ching.
Also, props for being, like, so flexible.
Yeah.
Because isn't he, like, pinned down or
ladies
something?
And gentlemen, Bucky Barnes and Steve Rogers and Cirque du Soleil.
Woo!
His clavicles with kisses along the way until he's sucking and nipping gently up the curve of Bucky's neck.
The marrow. Really?
He's just an order of baby back ribs.
So juicy.
Wait, did you say juicy? Are you implying that he's Jewish?
Is he?
No! I don't know,
maybe it was Bucky Bernstein or something in turn, shortened to Barnes when they came over to America.
The Bernstein Bears visit cousin Bucky.
Everyone has an uncomfortable time.
Bucky tilts his head down. Wait, did I already read that?
No.
Bucky tilts his head down and clumsily meets Steve's mouth. And then their hands are moving everywhere! Skin on skin, and Steve feels incredible to the touch. The dips and curves of his muscles are magnificent. He'd been right. There's nothing about Steve that isn't perfect. Steve reaches between them and starts to undo the drawstring for Bucky's shorts. Once it's undone, he's pushing his palm against Bucky's cock from over the fabric and clutching his fingers around it. He starts to work Bucky from over his shorts and accidentally starts a brush fire. And Bucky groans, having to bite on Steve's bottom lip to keep quiet. That's fucking painful, dude!
Yep.
Ow! Don't bite on my bottom lip, Bucky. Holy shit.
Will you shut the fuck up right now?
It's more like, since he's getting his on the his lower lip bit, it's like a
can I? Steve breathes. Bucky nods, eyes still squeezed shut and mouth hung open.
Duh.
Okay.
Steve turns them over so Bucky's spread out on the bed and Steve can slide his clothes off. Bucky reaches forward and snaps the waistband of Steve's own shorts off of his hip.
Whoosh! Ow, stop it, that hurts!
Suddenly they turned into Valley Girls. Steve takes the hint and sheds those as well. Bucky's cock is now lying thick and wet at the tip against lower belly, and that's where Steve's staring. Bucky, on the other hand, is fixated on finally seeing Steve's dick for the first time. That's a drink for everybody, because we finally got to the sex.
Woo! Not even. They haven't started yet.
It's fucking close enough.
I know. I'm keeping my drink in at hand.
Yes, everything about him is perfect. It's been such a long fucking time since we started reading this story. And since Bucky's been with another guy. So he's a little nervous. But this reminds him why he loves dick so fucking much. It's big, flushed, sticking what? Straight out towards him. And it's... Hey, say there, you got a divine it, Rob, your pants?
How is a penis flush?
When it's all cards of the same color?
Oh, okay.
Wait, where was I? All right. And it's Bucky making Steve react this way. He starts to reach out for it, like Link reaching for a treasure. That's not in there, I just added it. But that's exactly what I'm thinking. Somebody get the opening...
It's good, though.
Somebody add in, like... Yep. Get ready to do the opening treasure box once he grabs it.
It's like if Ernest Cline wrote pornography.
He reaches out for it so he can feel how it'd be. Nestled in his palm and fingers. But Steve's already leaning down between Bucky's legs. Fortunately for Bucky, Steve's lips against his chest, down his stomach. It makes for a great substitute. Okay, this is still fluff. We're still getting teased here. I don't know how to feel about that.
Hmm.
Well, you know what? If we go through the entire night and it's still just leading up to him, like, grabbing his cock, then I will have formal objections. He lets out the tiniest squeak when Steve traces the V of Bucky's pelvis with the tip of his tongue. Can I get a squeak, somebody?
Squeak!
Not... That's a squeal! That's a little difference. Suddenly, Bucky turns into a pig.
Ta-da!
Hands flying to Steve's hair and grabbing onto it. There's hot breath against his skin as Steve chuckles, making Bucky chuckle back. Bucky chuckle back, Bucky chuckle back, Bucky chuckle back, Bucky chuckle. But then Steve's using that same tongue to lick up his cock. And Bucky's not chuckling anymore. In fact, when he feels the tip get wrapped up between Steve's lips, and Steve starts to lower his head down, drawing it into his mouth, all Bucky suddenly knows is heat and slickness, and no one's done this in hit to him in years. And Bucky cries out louder than he should.
Okay, now you can drink.
Right away, he's correcting himself by letting go of golden hair with one hand so it can fly up and clutch to the headboard. This way, Bucky can turn his face in towards it and clamp his teeth down on the inside of his arm, taking a nice sized chunk out of his elbow. He bites down and rediscovers that, oh right, he does his fair share of whimpering too. Steve, meanwhile, just breathes steadily through his nose and sucks Bucky's cock. Nice. And slow. Valerie.
Oh, yeah, it's me. When his eyes are closed, his lashes fan out against his skin. What the fuck? It's nearly a mistake to take in that side, because what's even better than how good Steve is with his mouth is how good he looks while doing it.
Just want to say, Logan just came in, and fuck you, we're at the sex.
Yeah, nobody messaged me. And
I texted you, dude.
You did not, because I don't have any fucking text from you.
I totally texted you. I texted you at 7:23.
Yeah, that's why I don't have a text from you, right?
I can't explain why I have it on mine and you don't have it on yours. In any case, we are at the fucking thing.
Oh, I know, because one of my friends who was listening along posted in a private chat that there was sex finally, and I was like, wait, what day is it?
Great job!
Oh, Logan, you're making me proud over here.
That's not in Skype. I don't have Discord open ever, so I can never remember.
Anyways, fine. You'll go after Dave then, okay?
Okay.
Robert says, you're welcome.
All right, Val, go ahead.
All right. Bucky can decide which detail in his mind we'll focus on the next time he needs to get off and he's alone to the task. Those fucking eyelashes of his, or the way his lips look stretched around Bucky's dick. How his face overall looks as he bobs his head, and Bucky can see himself appearing and disappearing over and over again. Cuck shiny with Steve spit. So it's like a magic show or something.
I will head to Valhalla, all shiny and spitty.
Then Steve fucking opens his eyes. Bucky's never had anyone stare up at him so adoringly while having his dick in their mouth before.
Adoringly? So it's like fucking kawaii, yep. Anime, like big ol' eyes.
Just imagine down there.
Seeing that Steve was a bit effeminate for a boy.
Wait, what were you saying, Cap?
Right down there, nomming on your knob. Is Fievel from An American Tale. Just looking adorable.
What the fuck? Why is it specifically Fievel?
I feel like that's what Bucky's seeing in some ways.
Oh, he's gnawing on my dick like it's a piece of cheese.
And he's so hungry because he's a starving immigrant.
Oh.
There, somebody write that story. Another alternate universe no powers fic where it's Steve and Bucky as the family from An American Tale.
And he's just still the Winter Soldier.
He almost appears as though he's getting off on it as much as Bucky is, which feels like an impossible idea to entertain given that Bucky's the one already feeling close to a goddamn orgasm. Finally! Bucky's pupils are blown wide as he watches, squirming helplessly beneath Steve and tugging on his hair, while at the same time fighting every urge to just shove his best friend's face right down against his pubic bone. Bucky's trying to hold it together, but Steve's changing up his technique too much, and everything feels fucking mind-blowing.
Changing up his technique when this is a fucking fight?
Cleaving him straight to the bone, the pubic bone.
He's using Jeet Kune Do, and all you can hear is...
He'll keep his movements shallow, only to sporadically gulp Bucky all down and then swallow a few times around him. Sometimes he pulls his lip off completely so he can twirl his tongue around the tip and the lick along the length. That was interesting to say.
Lick along the length?
Yeah. Twirl his tongue around the tip and lick along the length. By the time Steve's sucking his balls, Bucky's back to biting down on his arm. His entire body's going taut. He's surprised he's lasted as long as he has already, given how long it's been.
Wait, his body going taut, is he just having sporadic night terrors in the middle of sex?
Maybe.
Because that would fucking suck.
Cobras!
Steve-o. Oh, God. Wait. Stop. Gonna come! Steve just licks straight back up his cock and then angles himself to suck it back into his throat again, moaning deep in his chest. Bucky thinks that's what's going to set him off. Steve's throat feels like a vice grip around him, especially when he fucking swallows. But it isn't. It's when Steve moves quickly and suddenly frees his mouth again to flatten himself against the mattress and spread Bucky's cheeks with his thumbs.
Stay together, Bucky's cheeks! Stay together!
Yep. Bucky isn't even given a chance. Steve's suddenly bringing his mouth to Bucky's asshole and darting his tongue in the small ring of muscles without mercy. Bucky fucking loses it.
You know, they didn't really have a clean preamble before doing this, so there's a high likelihood that there are some little moist brown spots around there since he didn't have time to prepare.
This is passion.
Gross.
He's wanted this for so long. No little poop.
Delicious chocolate brownies!
It's from Steve's body, and it's precious.
My precious. I feel really uncomfortable now.
As you should. A strangled sound gets caught in his throat, so he bites back on his arm to stifle the sound before it can escalate, doing it into a wheeze as he climaxes. Semen spurts all over his belly and chest, and Steve just keeps running his tongue back and forth over Bucky's hole the entire time.
As rigor mortis sets in.
When Bucky feels Steve press the tip of his index finger against Bucky's perineum and push, just the slightest bit, Bucky's back bridges abruptly and he feels like he's about to fucking come again.
Perineum.
He's not even finished with the first one. Jesus fucking Christ. I know, Laza, this makes you uncomfortable. I'm sorry.
Oh no, she wants to get in on it. She's a lesbian too.
Yeah, but...
Laza, if I've learned anything living with two rescue pit bulls or mixes or whatever they are, Laza's, like, hobby time is 80% spent licking hers or Precious's butthole. Just saying. Yeah.
I'm just saying, that's kind of what all dogs do, dude.
I know, but that's why she's getting excited at the rim job going on in the story.
Right. Bucky continues to tremble and moan shakily with every exhale while he catches his breath and gets over the aftershock of his orgasm. Sorry. He pets one hand through Steve's hair and whispers a curse under his breath when he feels the blonde move back up and begin to lick away his release from his skin. Okay. Bucky peers down just in time to watch Steve run his tongue over the last little streak, right over his nipple, before closing his lips over and giving it a small suck.
When ropes have come.
No! No!
No, there were no ropes.
Give me them ropes.
You done, Val?
No, I have one more.
Okay.
Bucky hisses, making Steve smirk before he pinches Bucky's nipple gently between his teeth. Now I'm finished.
David.
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 Apologize.
Apology accepted.
David, put your dick away.
Cat, fucking stop.
Okay.
What the fuck is your problem, Cat?
I am Kit.
I think there needs to be more pussy in this story.
We're P84, right?
We are 83.
I was close.
Yeah.
Holy shit, Jesus, Steve, come here. Bucky begs, pulling him back up.
Into the tractor trailer.
Kiss. And are they kiss? And Bucky can taste himself on Steve's tongue. Yeah. Gross. He isn't sure he likes it. He's never really liked it from what he remembers. But knowing Steve has Bucky inside of him like that, that he definitely likes. His hands are touching all over Steve's body again, and the thing is, Bucky wants to make this so good for him, but he's lost all confidence in the... he's lost all confidence in these kinds of abilities. He makes a small, urgent sound in his throat, signaling for Steve to pull away for a second. He almost groans again when he takes another look at Steve's face. His lips are swollen and cherry red, as so fucking dark.
Black eyeliner, black lipstick.
Yeah, his black Tim machine.
Yep.
There's still that complete and utter adoration in them. Like, Bucky could ask Steve for the moon, and Steve would respond, "Would you prefer a gold or a silver platter?" "Steve, he clears his throat shyly. "I need to tell you, I need you to tell me what you like, okay? I don't want to mess this up."
That's perfect.
"Well, I'll like whatever you do to me."
Oh,
Steve,
wow.
Steve cuts him off, leaning back in and capturing his lips in another kiss. "Just touch me."
"Good."
"No, Steve, I'm serious." Bucky insists. His tone is enough this time to get Steve to pull back again. Bucky licks his lips, brows pinching. Okay, pinching. I read that as punching in the middle, or punch in the middle first.
Punch and Judy, sure.
Pinching in the middle slightly. "I haven't done this in years. I'm probably shit at it. You told me I could ask you for help, so I'm asking you now, okay?" Steve gets a small smile, turning up one corner of his mouth. "Okay!" He whispers, pecks Bucky's lips, repeats, "Okay!" Again before kissing him a bit slower, inhaling deeply through his nose. "Well, I'm okay. My balls are too sensitive, so try to steer clear of those."
He starts. Gross!
"Okay.
My balls in your mouth."
Back. Making a mental note of it as Steve turns his face to the other side and kisses him again. His fingers are clutching Steve's ass roughly, and he notices that just starting to talk about preferences and the like has already has Steve rolling his body against his. "Oh, for the love, getting my dick thugged," he says next, smiling against Bucky's mouth. "Okay," Bucky repeats. He inches the finger of his right hand closer to the crease in Steve's yes. Experimentally, he drags the tips of his index and middle fingers down the center. adding a bit more pressure about halfway down so he can feel the heat hitting the pads of his digits when he is brushing over Steve's opening.
Don't stop the beat. Can you feel the heat off Bucky's balls?
It's Bucky's opening.
Whatever.
Sir. I'll touch your opening.
No, you finally won't. It's only open 8-5.
Can't prove
Steve
anything.
Steve suddenly makes a small, throaty sound and pushes his ass back against Bucky's hands instinctually. Yeah, that too, he whispers quickly. I love having my hole played with. God, better stop or I'm going to beg for you to finger me.
What are you kids doing upstairs?
Bucky! Don't worry about it, Dad. It's just two grown men having a good old time.
We're just wrestling.
Just wrestling. We're going for the tag team championships.
But we have your clothes down here. You left them in the hallway.
That's okay. We don't need them. This is a new kind of wrestling. Nude.
No, it's a very old kind of wrestling is what it is.
I was going to say, yeah. Historically. Yeah,
some might say Grecian.
Historically accurate wrestling.
Greco, oh man, if you know what I mean.
Oh.
Yuck, yuck.
Okay.
Yeah, Bucky asks huskily, getting a tiny, filthy smirk. Can't remember making a face like that since he was about 17. He nips Steve's bottom lip at the same time that he pushes his finger in against Steve's ring of muscles again and traces a little circle around, teasing it. Fuck! Steve mutters.
Over
on either side of Bucky's body and arching his back a bit.
Next up is Logan. Okay. I need to go take the dog out. Do you know where we are, Logan?
Yes, I know where we are.
Okay, I'll be back.
Can you lie down, maybe? Bucky asks. Steve just nods, opening his eyes so he can move and let Bucky get up. They switch places, with Steve getting comfortable on his back, Bucky climbing back onto the bed and situating himself between the blonde's legs. He wants to bend right over and get a taste from Steve's beautiful dick, but he also needs a moment. Glancing back and forth between Steve's feet, he trails his eyes at the length of Steve's legs, following them with his hands. All I've wanted since the day I met you was to be able to tell you how fucking perfect I think you are, Bucky says quietly. He can feel Steve touch his stomach with one hand. Bucky just lifts one of Steve's legs and rests his heel onto his shoulder. Turning his face in, he presses his lips to his best friend's ankle bone before slowly kissing a trail up his inner leg toward the knee. He keeps his eyes closed and just listens to the steady, deep breaths Steve's pushing out. When he gets to the knee, he holds Steve's leg off his shoulder and straightens it a bit. It allows him to crouch and plant a kiss right behind the knee. Lick it once with his tongue. All right.
They're painting a very strange scene right now.
They're probably both a little surprised that it makes Steve gasp and breathe out. Then he exhales a light laugh. Sensitive? Bucky asks, purposely doing it again. He just wants to hear Steve make that sound again. He does. When he chuckles again, he whispers, ticklish. Feels good, though. I want to find a spot on you that'll make you want to come undone when I kiss it. Oh, my lord.
Yep.
Their parents totally know what they're fucking doing. They can fucking hear them.
Oh, yeah.
Paper walls!
You can't do this quietly, Bucky admits, letting Steve lower his leg so he can settle down on his own stomach and start kissing around Steve's pecs, his abs. Someplace that no one else has ever found before. Damn, Buck, you're quite the sweet talker, aren't you? Steve asks, smiling. His eyes fall closed again when Bucky drags the tip of his tongue down the center of his stomach, catching in the dip of his navel, fishing out that little bit of lint that's always there. So people used to tell me, Bucky replies. He gets to Steve's cock and then hesitates. Licking his lips, he glances back up and says, I don't know how you want me to do this.
I don't have any lube on me.
There's some in my bag.
You brought lube to my family's cottage? Bucky asks with surprise. Steve gets a funny smile and shrugs. Emergency purposes? If your car hadn't broken down on the trip up here and we had to live in the forest like a couple of cavemen, I would have wanted something a little more comfortable than just spit. That's a pretty weak justification. Bucky rolls his eyes, but his smile is completely loving. Yeah, because if we broke down in the middle of nowhere, jerking off would have been the number one priority. Well, I mean, yeah. You mean you can think of something better at the moment? Yeah, I can, actually. Then he tilts his chin down and gives the underside of Steve's cock a lick. Little lick. Right now, he darts his tongue out at it again. I just want to know how this pretty cock of yours is going to taste.
Oh, I came back at a great time.
This is fucking garbage.
I love it. It's great. Cap, you're up.
It's like one of those...
it's an airport novel.
You know the books that you can buy at the bus station or something like that?
No, I've read those.
Like the Harlequin books?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's written like that. Like, there's too much talking and description.
The
there's
Passion of the Embraces, starring Bucky Barnes and Steve Rogers.
But, I mean, though, with all due respect to Harlequin romance novels, you would not even remotely, even after 85 pages, get anything as explicit as this.
No, not at
by
all.
A long shot.
True.
No. They you would need to pay at least twice as much for one of those books where the tongue actually touches the butthole.
Well, he tilts it toward him with one hand and then licks the flat of his tongue against Steve's frenulum.
To Google. Hold on.
No, a frenulum.
I want Google to explain it to me. Frenulum.
Okay. You don't know what the frenulum is?
You don't know your anatomy of your own dick? Oh, right. You're afraid of it, so you never look at it. Got him.
Oh!
Yeah, that.
Okay.
Well, I'm getting verification here, too. Let's see. Ridge Sports Chase Motion Parts. What?
Now, if there's... Oh. There needs to be a website that actually tells me how to pronounce frenulum.
Frenulum.
It's frenulum.
Anyway, Steve's frenulum. Before circling the crown with his tongue, Steve's frenulum. Cheeks already...
What the hell? They call it, by the medical term, frenulum, but then they go with crown?
Frenulum.
Yeah.
Why not call it the glands? Come on. Frenulum. Go hard.
Frenulum.
Or go home. Steve's cheeks are already dusted pink with the beginnings of a flush. And Bucky just knows it. Steve's going to be so fucking gorgeous to behold when he's being taken apart.
like a car.
Like a virgin.
Oh.
Driven for the very first time.
But right when he's about to take him into his mouth, Steve breathes frantically. Wait. Don't start until we actually grab the lube. Fine. Grab the lube, Bucky offers, pushing himself up and away so Steve can scramble off the bed. Once Steve is back, the thin bottle discarded next to his side, Bucky returns to his task and starts fucking his mouth off Steve's cock. It's a bit tricky, since Bucky hasn't given a blowjob in even longer than he's fucked a dude, he thinks. Not to mention that Steve's not exactly average, which gets Bucky choking a little when he grows overzealous and tries to take too much at once.
No, don't take the whole pizza in your mouth!
I need to go back.
Back to the future?
Fucking his mouth off?
Yeah, it did. It did say that. Starts fucking his mouth off of Steve's cock.
Alright!
Now, I could go back and diagram this, but at the moment, I'm kind of at a loss for the positions, because they're prepping for proper butt-fucking here, and yet also, there's mouth-fucking, and that's impossible. So, I don't know. But no matter what he does, Steve seems to be loving it. In fact, Steve seems to have sort of melted at the moment. For all of his dorky boyish behavior, for all of his muscles and masculinity, he looks like he's trying his best not to start moaning loud enough to wake everyone else up. He keeps licking his lips, tilting his head back into the pillow with little whimpers, brows knit, and eyes closed, and body writhing.
You know what? I would imagine it's because when he actually starts moaning, it sounds like a wounded fox.
And the rest of my family goes like, what the hell again? Did someone get in our trash?
That's actually good fucking camouflage to keep them off the trail. I like it.
Nah, because then the automatic lights come on and the dogs start barking. Also, the garbage smell, you bring it back inside unless you hose off. And I don't know, what time of year does this take place? Whatever.
Never.
He's got both hands holding the back of Bucky's head. And sometimes he'll nudge Bucky to speed things up or tug by the roots when he wants to force him to slow down again. Bucky especially likes it when Steve guides him like that. Then Steve becomes a goddamn work of art when Bucky sneaks some lube onto his fingers and starts teasing Steve's entrance. He can hear
him. Wait, a goddamn work of art? So he turns into a Picasso painting. What's that really depressing one?
Steve's a Picasso right now, but Bucky's going to turn him into a Jackson Pollock with thick ropes of gum.
Yay.
He can hear these desperate, barely their whimpers until a pitchy whine gets trapped in his chest when Bucky catches him off guard and starts pushing his middle finger inside of him. Bucky just pulls his mouth free long enough to whisper, shh.
Then, no tears, please. Just dreams now.
He fills his mouth back up again, so he can't talk anymore.
There it is! Fucking Guernica! Fucking Picasso's Guernica!
Yes. Yes, Guernica.
This
Steve
is
not thinking of Guernica. So Bucky starts working his finger in as carefully as he can.
Wow. Oh, cap's broken.
Yeah. I can't get over the melding of this particular sequence with Guernica.
Feels
good, man. His finger, in as carefully as he can, tries to remember how much it stings at first, especially if it's been a while. He actually doesn't know how long it's been since Steve's been fucked, but he definitely is not about to ask. To spare himself, he's just going to assume it hasn't been any time recently. Steve opens up for him beautifully, able to take the lone finger within a few shallow thrusts until Bucky can bury it to the second knuckle. A second finger gradually joins the first, and then another.
Okay. I'm calling bullshit.
No, you're not.
You can't do that the first time.
Okay.
It's not the first time. It's a long time. I mean, presumably Steve has fingered his own asshole, possibly as recent as the day before, so.
Maybe. I don't know. Mm-hmm. Maybe he's prepped.
I mean, guys can do Kegels, right?
Mm-hmm. That doesn't make it easier. That makes it harder.
Well, simple fact is, once you're down with doing anal stuff, it's generally always pretty easy, so.
All right,
by
man.
The time relatively, he's pumping three long digits in and out of him, deep and punctuated, Steve's using only one hand to shove Bucky up and down the length of his cock.
Punctuated with periods and exclamation points and question marks.
And tildes. That's not the punctuation.
Of course, can't forget the fucking tilde.
Up and down the length of his cock, while the other runs up his own chest, his neck, brushes his fingers over one nipple, and then the other, sometimes, just sometimes, pinching. It's so sexy to see when Bucky can actually stop his eyes from rolling around behind closed lids long enough to open them that he's completely hard against the mattress again, massaging Steve's prostate, has the blonde gasping, and suddenly bringing both hands to his hairline to clutch his bangs, teeth gritted to keep from shouting as he bows his back on and off the bed, and Bucky's whimpers echo as he grinds down against the bed to give his own erection stimulation. Ha ha! Next.
Bucky can't lie. He is Pinocchio. He really wants to know how Steve would feel inside of him right now. It's such a strong desire, in fact, that it almost makes his skin feel like it's crawling.
So it's not crawling in his skin, it's his
crawling
skin
crawling on his skin. It is his skin crawling. His skin is crawling away.
These wounds, they will not heal.
He's going to look like Slim Goodbye.
Nope, definitely not.
But he doesn't know if he can do that just yet. He wants Steve. No, that doesn't even cover it. He still can't fully believe this is really happening, and is not a fever dream of him still in the car crash about to die. Man, that would be a bullshit ending, wouldn't it?
No, I think I would like that ending.
I would be surprised.
Man, you deserve to die!
And he needs Steve as badly as he needs to breathe! But he lets himself be vulnerable enough already tonight. Damn it, he's let himself, son of a bitch. He's let himself be vulnerable enough already tonight, and he isn't sure he can handle anything more at the moment. He still wants to retain a tiny shred of control. Besides, Steve's driving him crazy, falling apart like this. He's almost writing in song titles. Like, he's inches away. All because Bucky's finding what makes him tick. And working him just the way Steve should be worked. He supposes sex is another one of those things that's sort of like riding a bike. You might be a little dusty, but once you brush that off, your body's muscle memory takes over and guides the way, especially if you don't have a bike seat. Bucky was always told before that he was a good lover. Right now, he wants Steve to understand that for himself.
Do you want to come like this first, or...
He pulls away and to ask, voice slightly raspy from giving his throat such a good workout. It's a bit of a delay for Steve to answer him. It seems to take a few seconds for him to even realize Bucky's talking to him. He just stares up at the ceiling, lids half-masked and eyes lolling around as Bucky's fingers continue to caress his insides. Sweet and tender. Pretty delicious when you use a little bit of Stubbs barbecue sauce. Sweet or extra spicy?
Nope.
But eventually...
If you like burning.
Yes, is this 911? I accidentally used barbecue sauce on my butthole and now it won't stop burning. Well, I'm sure that's happened before too. Anyways. Oh, yeah. But eventually he slowly looks down to the brunette, fighting to regain his focus. He's completely dazed, sounds wrecked already when he lets out a tiny laugh. And prompts Bucky.
Hate you, Titus.
Or? Bucky bites his lip, smiling shyly, but he doesn't want to look away anymore. Doesn't want to waste any more time not getting lost in Steve's eyes. Oh, fuck you, author! Stop it! Just get more to the sex! No more getting lost in people's eyes!
No, get lost in the eyes for another 10 pages, please.
Or, if you want, we can wait so you can come with me inside of you. If I want, Steve repeats back to him, rolling his eyes, because it'd obviously be a huge chore for me. Bucky just raises his brows and curls his fingers particularly roughly inside of him, and that wipes that smirk right off Steve's smug, perfect little face, along with a little bit of lining in his colon. Now, he's back to nodding. Yes! He breathes. I want it! Fuck me! Oh, Bill!
Thank you. I was wondering if you were gonna go there.
Oh, I always go, oh, Bill. Those words might as well be a fucking prayer. No amount of fantasizing.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
No amount of fantasizing could compare to two way Steve actually sounds voicing those words. Bucky thinks. What?
Well, the two way combined with sounds voicing those words. It's a very.
It's left handing it.
It's the most wrong sentence that's happened so far tonight.
The author's finally starting to jerk himself off.
Yeah, yeah.
Bucky thinks Steve could just repeat that over and over in his ear, and Bucky could come from that alone. Kissing Steve's inner thigh, he asks,
"Can you say that again, please?"
He's worried that he fucked up somehow when Steve stops trying to roll his hips down against Bucky's fingers. Woof, 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 woof. Woof, 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 woof.
Woof, woof.
This is what happens when you fuck in the garbage.
Damn it, the law's going. Shush.
Good job, man. Now our dogs are barking at each other.
Good fucking going.
He's worried that he fucked up somehow when Steve stops trying to roll his hips down against Bucky's fingers. He looks to him nervously, but Steve's gaze, though for some reason serious, is still just as adoring.
Kawaii!
Woof, woof, woof. We can wait for the whole class to be quiet.
Oh no, he's gonna keep barking for a while, so soldier on.
I can say more than that, Steve offers.
Eliza is confused.
He slides one hand to the back of Bucky's neck, just below his skull, and starts to gently pull his skull out of his head. Bucky slides his fingers out of Steve and crawls up his body, never blinking, heart skipping beats.
I want you to fuck me, Steve whispers as Bucky's face gets closer to his. I've wanted you since the moment I met you. Wanted you to be mine, like Boxer Brown. You're the most incredible person I've ever known, Milkshake. You're the most beautiful thing I've ever seen.
Bucky's mouth is just ghosting up to his. What? How does a mouth ghost up, like...
Ooh.
Pretty much.
And
I don't see any other way.
And Steve tells him,
and I'm more in love with you than I thought I'd be able to know. I'm so in love with you, Milkshake.
Valerie! As people post more and more Shake/Meatwad Rule 34.
Yeah, yes! People have been posting a lot of that.
Fucking yes.
Bucky exhales loudly and slams his mouth to Steve's, kissing him like this is the only way two people should ever kiss. It feels dire, as if everything they ever knew, everyone they've ever known, every mistake they've ever made, every moment they ever waited, oh my god, and every experience they ever had, we understand! Is there more? Oh my god, was all leading up to this. Bucky loses himself in the way Steve's lips feel against his, how his tongue pushes into Bucky's mouth and meets his own. Tastes like heaven. He's caged to Steve's body by strong thighs pressed to his hips, arms that wrap around him and clutch him there. And Bucky never wants to leave. He'd let himself believe for so long that Steve was too different from the men Bucky's been to ever love before. Like, oh my god.
Suddenly they just stop doing anything and he gives him, we're not so different, you and I, speech.
Oh yeah. It let himself believe for so long that Steve was too different from the men Bucky's been to ever love a fool like him. That doesn't make any sense. Ironic, really, that was truly the thought that made Bucky foolish. Because he's always seen Steve as being radiant, like the sun. Like fire!
While fire him... in the disco!
Yes! Oh, that song.
Hey, I think my dog is finally done barking.
Woof.
Yay. While him, it let his heart grow in case it dies. They were too contrasting to ever fit together. But the thing is, fire melts ice. Yes, but ice also helps regulate fire.
Why are we getting into Pokemon-like weaknesses here? What the shit?
It's like, the author had a good line, like, fire melts ice, and then they're like, dot, dot, dot. I guess ice helps regulate fire. I don't have anything else. I think that's going to be good enough. They have what the other needs. Bucky's the ice and Steve is the fire.
A song together, of ice and fire starring Bucky
but
Barnes.
But they are also harmony.
Is this written by fucking George R.R. Martin? It's the next book in a song
gonna,
of ice and fire.
We're not actually going to get any anal sex today. It's just going to be getting lost in each other's eyes.
He almost wants to apologize for the fact that there's no fucking way in hell that Bucky's ever letting him go now. Condom? He pans between more hot, open-mouthed kisses.
No thanks!
Steve pauses and then gives a small shake of his head. No, he confesses, constantly claiming Bucky's lips again. Wasn't that prepared. Didn't want to assume. Oh, that's okay. We don't have to, then. Well, I'm clean, Steve tells him. Another deep kiss.
Mwah! Yeah.
Mwah! Again, it's been like...
Mwah!
2-3 years... Mwah. Last time I checked, I was haven't done anything since. Then it's fine, Steve says reassuringly. He slides his hand down Bucky's back so he can grip his ass and start grinding. Bucky down against him, just like how Bucky had done in the reverse earlier. You sure? Bucky, stop! Steve flees, kissing him harder. You don't need to do that with me. I'm sure that I'm sure.
That I'm sure that I'm sure that I'm sure that I'm sure.
I'm sure that I'm sure that I'm sure. Wanna feel you. I mean, are you okay with it? Bucky nods. He's more than okay with it. And he's also having a bit of a tough time thinking past how good Steve's dick feels sliding against his own when there are no clothes in the way. Steve nods in response and then wraps his arm around Bucky's neck, pulling him even closer and getting Bucky to kiss him so hard Steve's head crushes down in the pillow.
You know, this is making my nipples hard, but then again, my nipples are always hard, so it's not really doing much.
Yeah. Blindly reaching out along the mattress, Bucky grabs a bottle of lube and anchors his knees more securely to the bed, as if he wasn't. That way, he doesn't have to break his and Steve's kiss while he curls his back and makes room to slick up his cuck, moaning quietly with the relief getting his hand on himself arise. That was a long sentence. Didn't ever break the kiss, not fully. Only to tilt their face from side to side and dive back in again. So it's basically like doing crawl swimming. Where am I? Bucky?
I think everybody has just stopped like commenting and is just masturbating furiously on their own.
Yeah. Okay,
that's
what's going on.
Bucky carelessly drops the bottle out of sight where he vaguely hears it roll off the mattress and clung to the floor. Settling his weight back down, he gets a grip on his erection at the same time that Steve shamelessly lets his legs fall wide, open wide. Damn it. Done. I'm done.
I went, me.
You went David, and you went me, and then I said, me.
Me too. When Bucky presses the head of his dick against Steve-O's ass, he pauses. For a fraction of a second, their lips do nothing more than brush against each other. But their eyes are still closed. Steve-O gives a small nod, and Bucky sinks into him. Is it like an It's like a sense of nostalgia washes over Bucky, like he's returning home, only in this case, home is a beehole. Even though he's never been here before, Steve tenses all around him, hard as he tries not to, but that only makes the push in feel even...
Woman, I'm out of water. Can I have some water, please?
Yes, I am woman. I will get water.
I am woman. I will bring water.
I don't like this narrative.
Better. Steve shatters against him, his mouth falling open with the softest of sounds, as if the air has just been punched out of him. But Bucky just keeps pushing deeper, stretching his beehole open wider, letting Bucky in. And before Bucky knows it, Steve's covering Bucky's mouth and licking into it with blissed out sigh. And out the window goes Bucky's sanity.
Does it actually say beehole?
No, I'm just making any time he says hole, beehole, because it's funny that way. Bzz, bzz, gotcha. Bzz, bzz, bzz. Steve-O clings to him and urges him to start moving the moment his hips are flush to Steve's ass.
Oh, god damn it!
He starts off shallow, keeping most of himself sheathed within those tight, so fucking tight walls hugging him so snugly. Snug as a bugly, snuggly safe in his arms.
I feel like there needs to be more Y words in there.
They try to make as little noise as possible, but the bed still creaks and their panting can only be so contained. So Bucky hopes it'll make do. Chances are he'd be so fresh off of his post-sex glow the next morning that the only person he'd actually feel any guilt over possibly having heard him is Amy. Maybe Ben. Certainly not Rebecca. Much as he loves his sister, it'd serve her right for a little kissing stunt. The bitch.
I hate my sister.
I got into a car wreck with my sister. Fuck her. Dodge Caravan.
That would probably be more
just interesting. Just as he's on the edge, Steve whispers Dodge Caravan.
So he has a simultaneous orgasm and PTSD seizure all at the same time.
His testes get mad whiplash. Like, it just the worst ball shock.
Do it wobble to the flow. Does it shine in the light? Is it platinum? Is it gold? Can you throw it over your shoulder or hide it in your clothes? Do your chain hang low? Just sister. Much disgusting stuff. Okay. Steve-O keeps whining out what Bucky almost mistakes as little head noises. But he quickly discovers that they're not. And just one of many sounds Steve-O can make when he's trying not to scream. But it shouldn't make Bucky as horny as it does, but holy fucking shit, does it ever.
Little did I know, I'm just saying mana mana under my breath.
Buck! He keeps breathing, like that's the only word Steve knows or cares about right now. Then sometimes Bucky will thrust all the way into him, and then rock them together. And Steve will whisper quickly next to his ear, "Oh yeah, just like that, just like that. Oh, baby, right there, please don't stop."
Like bagels at the drive-in.
It's a bit of a mind fuck, but Bucky would happily crawl on his hands and knees to be and be Steve's servant for the rest of his life if Steve could keep, if Steve-O could just keep begging him like this. Apparently, it's also quite an Achilles heel for him whenever Steve calls him baby. Every time he says it, the room feels like it's spinning. He's also quite glad he came already, because his stamina is always much more accommodating during the second round.
Uh-huh.
They stay in that position until they've grown overheated and sweaty against each other. Then Bucky breathlessly asks if Steve-O wants to roll over onto his stomach.
No!
Steve-O just nods, looking doe-eyed and fucked out already. He flips onto his stomach as soon as Bucky pulls out of him.
Hey, Dave, you look really, really bad today. What's going on? Oh, I'm just fucked out.
Oh, man, I want to say that at work, man. I'm so fucked out right now.
Just give me a couple of minutes. I'll be good for the meeting. I'm just really fucked out right now.
I'm just waiting for the caffeine to hit me. I'm just too fucked out right now. God, can you get off my back? I'm really fucked out right now.
That is so good. It is so good.
This is the show you listen to when you're really fucked out.
People at home, are you fucked out right now? Well, you should ask your doctor about Fuckatol. Fuckatol is a leading name brand drug designed to fight all instances of fucked outness. Oh, now in strawberry flavor.
Bucky guides Steve's legs together, urges him to get his arms and head comfortable. Steve whines. Is that whines or wins? I'm going to say it's whines. Steve winds up crossing them under the pillow and then resting his head on one side. Bucky strokes himself idly as he licks up the center of Steve's spine. To his nape, over to below his ear. I'm gonna make you feel so good, Steve-O. He promises, practically growling.
Wait, hold on, I have to do that voice growling.
I'm gonna make you feel so good, Steve-O.
That just came across as like a Bill Cosby.
Yeah, I kinda did, Dave.
You see, I'm gonna make you feel so good, Stevie.
I'm gonna make you feel so good, Stevie.
I feel really uncomfortable right now. I don't think I will be able to unclench for a while.
Hey, that's okay, Stevie.
Better for us.
Because as long as you clenched around my clock. Steve just exhales softly and bites his lip, peeking at Bucky from the corner of his eye.
All right, Logan, you go ahead.
Oh, boy. Let's see. Hair falling in his face. Bucky kisses back down his body before burying his face between Steve's cheeks and eating out his relaxed, slightly gaping asshole. Good.
Wonderful.
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 No, it's his
beehole. We have Goatsy, ladies and gentlemen.
No, it's his beehole. That's not what Goatsy is, you moron. Lying like this, Steve can bury his face in the pillow to muffle his sharp gasps and groans, which he utilizes frequently. Bucky, meanwhile, is in fucking ecstasy because he likes to eat ass. Steve responds so well to being rimmed, seems to love it as much as Bucky loves having it done to him. I'm confused. Whatever. Once he's able to get past the taste of lube in his mouth... Alright, that's kind of funny. He can sift past it and search for Steve's... Oh...
Come on, you can do this!
Oh, that's bad. Oh, that's bad.
This ain't no Sonic in the Search for Love. Come on.
In Search for Steve's Taste.
Well, it tastes like butthole right now, so.
Yeah.
Steve's taste is exquisite.
Not butthole.
No. No, it's asshole, Dave. It's asshole. It's that asshole. God. Just like every other part of him, Steve's taste is exquisite. It's exquisite poo taste.
Ugh. Ugh.
Yeah, you love it. You love it.
Ugh.
After fucking... God damn it, this again. After fucking his tongue in and out of him long enough that Steve's shuddering uncontrollably, Bucky works his body back up until he can drape himself against the blonde's back. I mean, just flop on top of you like this.
Flop like a carp. Flop like a carp.
This is just good for
drop
you.
Like a drop like a fish on the deck. No, it's drop on the deck and flop like a fish. That's what I meant.
There
okay,
you go.
Jump
there
over.
One knee anchored on either side of Steve's thighs, he guides himself back in and then fucks him that way. With Steve's legs together, the friction is almost unbearably good. He has one arm between Steve's own and his side, so Bucky can reach up and grip onto his lover's shoulder.
Ah, like rock climbing.
Exactly like rock climbing.
Alright, I'm just gonna crest your peak right here!
No, you gotta reach in with a few fingers to catch the hole that is his asshole and use it to climb up.
Just rappel along the peak.
The other hand palms the top of Steve's head and occasionally uses his hair as his grip, giving him more leverage to fuck as deeply into him as he can. Steve's tell whenever Bucky grazes his prostate is that he groans out this almost distressed sound straight into the pillow to silence it up. When Bucky really hits it, Steve's left hand, now out from under the pillow, shoots up and clasps at the headboard almost violently, instantly white-knuckling it. Once or twice, Steve makes a fist and slams the side of it against the headboard, before literally raking his nails down it with a wheeze that'd probably be window-shattering if not for the pillow. Ah! Fuck. Fuck.
You know what? Bucky. Give a little bit more enthusiasm, please.
It's really bad.
Well, just pretend that you're into it. Pretend you're Tumblr.
Damn. This is... No. Bucky's breathing out, his temple pressed next to the side of Steve's head. Harder. Yeah? Yeah.
Yeah!
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 Yeah! Yeah!
Yes.
Bucky straightens his arms, pushing himself up. He slaps into Steve like that a few times. But even though it feels incredible, it's too loud. So he changes his strat. Like, he's fucking banging his fist against the goddamn bed. That's already got to be really loud. Let's be real.
The
let's
Richter real. Scale is starting to go up because of this.
Gripping his lower back, Bucky rolls his hips, riding Steve's body against the mattress. Bucky could watch the way Steve jostles back and forth along the bed literally all day.
Jostles? Isn't that a term you do when you fucking frolic?
Yes.
Alright.
Maybe when they get back to New York and have some real privacy, he actually can. Oh, Jesus Christ.
Oh, is it pretending if I already want you part two, Lost in New York?
That's probably way terrible. Better. He fucking hopes so. Does he have the right to assume as much now, given everything that's happened tonight? If Steve's in love with him, then there's no reason why they can't actually be together. The only thing standing in their way before was Bucky, and he sure as fuck isn't going to be a barrier between them anymore. So, God, oh shit, feels so fucking sweet. Steve's cock is trapped between his body and the bed. With how hard Bucky's forcing his pelvis to grind against the mattress, there's no way it's not getting a nice amount of stimulation. Suddenly, Steve's moaning out softly, "Baby, you're gonna make me come."
Yuck.
Oh, God.
Yuck.
He whined, so I was actually doing the right voice for that.
Mom was fucking there.
I don't know if it's possible to get less of a boner than I have right now.
I don't have one at all. You gonna come for me? Bucky asks under his breath, never breaking his stride.
Yeah. Oh, fuck yeah. Wait a minute. Wait a minute.
As he starts breaking out into song. Come, my lady. Come, my lady. Be my butterfly. Sugar, baby.
Let me turn back over.
And Cap, can you do one more for us?
I would love to. It would be my esteemed pleasure.
Fuck yeah.
Bucky slows down. You want to be on your back again? Steve-O pants heavily and noisily gulps down air. Not again. I want to be able to see your face.
I want to come all over it.
Yeah.
Okay, just a sec. He climbs off him. And Steve rolls back over and then shuffles to the center of the bed. Bucky gets in close. And since Steve's knees are still bent, Bucky takes hold of his shins expectantly. You want me to fuck your prostate again? He asks. Steve gets a spaced out grin. I mean, yeah, but... He heaves an overdramatic sigh. If you make me come like that, I'm going to wake everyone up. You're lucky I've been as quiet as I have.
They're already awake.
You're a screen. They're all in the door. It's like a Norman Rockwell.
Can you hurry it up? We can only get to the bathroom through your room.
You're lucky I've been as quiet as I have. You're a screamer? Bucky asks, voice dropping with lust. He bites his lip with another small smirk as he lets go of one of Steve's legs to grip Steve's dripping cock and start fucking his fist over it slowly. Steve's eyes roll up into his head with a sliver of a moan.
Yeah.
Still grinning, he replies. Sometimes it gets a little out of control. I'm not as loud as when I top, but yeah, I sort of get a little loud when I'm being fucked. Bucky swipes his thumb over Steve's cocket before pulling his hand away to slip that thumb between his lips. Steve licks his lips before biting his lip, watching Bucky gently suck the pre-cum off his skin.
Pretty soon he's then doing Bucky. His taxes on his lip.
And getting a lip tattoo of the words, his lip. Then Bucky gives him a filthy grin.
Okay, Pilgrim.
Letting go of his other leg in favor of climbing back over him so he can steal a kiss. Fine. I'll go easy on you this time, Rogers.
Oh, God, it's Roy Rogers! No, I don't want that kind of chicken.
But once we're back home, I want you screaming for me. That sound fair? Steve hums, pulling Bucky down and kissing him, licking across Bucky's tongue, where the corners of his mouth still slightly upturned into a smile. Deal. Now make me come. Nope. Bucky answers him with another kiss, tilting his hips until he feels Steve's hole against his cock. Then, driving back into him again, Steve groans into his mouth with relief and then grabs onto the headboard with one hand. He shoves himself back down to meet Bucky's thrusts, his other hand holding on the brunette's neck at first, until he decides where he really wants it is wrapped around his dick.
You know, for some reason, this story makes me really want to go bumper cars. I don't know why.
It makes me want to go vom-bomb.
Bucky can feel Steve's knuckles graze back and forth across his stomach.
I like the blonde jerk.
I like it better the way you said it the first time.
Back and forth.
The old back and forth, governor.
The old in and out, up and down, back and forth, know what I mean?
A nod's as good as a wink to a blind bat. Anywho, the blonde jerking himself off in time with Bucky's movements. Steve's eyes are squeezed closed with his brows knit, and Bucky can tell that he's focusing on trying to find his release. When Steve starts deliberately clenching tight around him to give Bucky more friction, Bucky feels that familiar pressure starting in his lower belly, his balls, the base of his spine, feels it start slowly spooling up in his spine and growing bigger and stronger until it crawls from his stomach to his chest, making his flesh darken.
We don't even get the orgasm this episode. We don't even get the cum.
Fuck yourself, man.
But so close, and it's the episode's gonna start with a bang. The next episode.
Oh, fuck you for wanting things, man. You can't even have that.
No, I mean, this is great. This is literally blue balls. We are blue ballsing right at the moment of orgasm.
No, nobody's hard right now, dude, so there's no blue balls.
Speak for yourself. Okay, fine.
Don't even lie.
Okay.
There's 20 people online enjoying this.
Yep.
I hope you didn't count me.
Oh, I count you.
I don't know.
I always count
no,
you.
No, he's saying he's there, but he's not enjoying it.
Yeah.
Afro Bear says, fuck you, I was hard. and to that, we say good night. Thank you, Cap, for being our wonderful guest, as usual.
Well, thanks for having me. I do have a special message that I think everybody listening to this episode should take action on. Friday Night Fan Fiction is grossly underrated on iTunes.
What?
There's only 11 ratings so far. They're all 5 stars, but there's only 11 ratings. So if everybody on this chat rates it, it's going to probably have like 20 more. Also, there hasn't been a review since August 12th, 2015. It's a good review.
All right, you all heard the shill. Go ahead and go on iTunes and rate us.
I don't even have the program installed. I haven't had it for years. Yeah,
everybody has an iTunes.
I thought we were full SoundCloud now.
It goes out to iTunes. iTunes is where most people in the world tend to get their podcasts. And people can get it from SoundCloud, but iTunes will deliver it directly, you know, when they subscribe, and SoundCloud will just be like, hey, there's a thing you like.
Get our terrible smut directly in your iTunes inbox.
If this was illustrated, they wouldn't sell it. But because it's, you know, it's not and it's free, well, you know.
There you go.
I don't know. I feel like I'm a pretty good salesman. I could probably sell this if it was illustrated.
Some people pay for it.
Some people
are fine, fine Patreon people. You know who you are.
Yeah, we love you Patreon people. But yeah, also be sure to check out Cap recently did an awesome article for Consequence of Sound interviewing Phil fucking Collins. Like,
yeah,
that's awesome.
I feel like that's probably not his middle name.
I think it is. I think he changed it. Probably recently, but yeah, no, it was a good time. And you can hear a clip of it on the second to newest Nerdy Show, episode 248, where I kind of get overzealous with Phil about Miami Vice.
Well, I would expect nothing less. In any case, thank you as usual to our hosts, David, Logan, and Val. And thank you, Val, for doing some reading this episode. And holy fuck, everybody in the fucking chat. Posting that goddamn...
That was awesome.
Goddamn Aqua Teen Hunger Force and Fievel Goes West American Tale Rule 34.
And you should invite your buddies. We love it.
Be sure to check out the orgasm-filled next episode of Is It Pretending If I Already Want You? Hi there. Thanks for listening to Friday Night Fanfiction. Be sure to check out FridayNightFanfiction.com, where you can sign up to be a guest on the show, submit fanfictions for us to read, and join our Discord server to hang out with us. All backing music used in Friday Night Fanfiction is available via Overclocked Remix at ocremix.org. Be sure to check them out for over 3,000 fan arrangements and 60 fan arrangement albums of free video game music. Ending credits music, Koopa Nova by Diodes. Opening musical credits, Deforestation by Thunder Thoen, and Castlemania 2010 by Ben Briggs. We hope you enjoyed listening to this, and we'll catch you next episode.